You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Well, you know, last night the Bachelor was on. Had it on in the background because I had Bible study last night, but it was on in the background. And I noticed it was the fantasy suite episode.
Top three girls.
Spoiler alert, JoJo and Lauren B are left.
Yep.
The real estate developer and the flight attendant.
So the blonde one and the one with the brown hair, not the one with the black hair.
Right.
The one with the black hair, Kayla, the one from Ohio, sadly.
Oh, no.
Gone.
Got in the boot.
But.
Is that before or after she was in the fantasy suite?
That was after.
Yeah. After. So it she was after. Did she get time in the fantasy suite?
Yep.
She did get time.
Did each girl get time in
they
the fantasy?
They all got to take a test drive.
Okay.
All right. Here's my question. I was on in the background, like I said, but Nicole and I were talking about it, and we're like, you know, this is the buildup for this show. The whole show is built up to being, you know, final three and getting that whole night alone with Ben. Mm. You know, one-on-one for the entire night.
No cameras.
This is a big deal. No cameras. So you're sitting there in the fantasy suite with Ben. What if you have to poop?
Of course.
Sure, they have facilities.
You're one night, and you got to poo.
That's your sexy time night.
Or you've got incredible nerves, and you're just gassy as heck.
I suppose you don't eat for like 36 hours before.
Well, they come right off a meal.
Oh, no.
So they go from the meal to the suite.
No roughage.
They probably had lobster and asparagus.
Okay, so I understand your concern with that, but I've got a different question for you. You and Nicole have been together now for a dozen years or so. So I want you to imagine for a second that you guys are going to rekindle your romance. And so you book the fantasy suite somewhere.
Sure.
How would that go?
Our fantasy would be to sleep. We would get in there and probably sleep for like 14 hours straight.
Yeah.
We might have relations for about, what?
5 minutes?
Four or five minutes.
Wait, you and Nicole or are you and the lobster?
No, me and Nicole.
Oh,
so
okay.
You and Nicole have your relations for 4 or 5 minutes, and then you're going to be like, what's on Netflix?
Like, let's watch an episode of Sons of Anarchy and go to bed.
Season
for
three.
For 14 hours.
Nice.
That's our fantasy suite now.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And we can poop all night long. We're comfortable with each other.
Door open?
Why not?
Don't care.
Same time, one toilet. Why not? Kinky.
Has anybody ever been in that situation before where you had there was a lot of pressure on where you knew it was supposed to be that special romantic night at a hotel somewhere and you just know you had essentially 15 hours to kill, you know, and you're like, well, now what? You want to go to breakfast?
Right. I've never had a fantasy suite though.
Yes.
Even honeymoon wasn't that big of a fantasy, really.
I've never had one of those technical fantasy suites. I've been put up in nice hotels before with a very nice suite.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a fantasy in your mind.
Kind of.
But I've never had the one that has the heart-shaped bed.
Sure. Right. It made or tub. Like rose petals, you know, or they turn like a little, it's like a little puppy dog out of your bath towels, you know.
Isn't there a place here in Colorado that features all of the different, maybe it's not in Colorado, but it's one where you can order particular themes of the fantasy. Like it could be the Egyptian pharaoh theme.
Like the Renaissance theme.
It's a weird one to choose.
Yes, or one that is like the
Chuck Norris
Roman emperor theme, you know, with the columns.
Yeah. You're on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would totally get into that.
So
I want a bed where you just stick a little quarter in the side and it just starts shaking, you know?
They do. They have had those for years and years. I think you can find one of those over on Colfax.
Well, I am headed there after the show. Join me, won't you?
I want a room with like a buffet in it. That's my fantasy suite. Like a breakfast bar and some chicken fried steak, man. That's my fantasy suite.
Ex-fiance number two and I, we went on a little jaunt over to London. We had a nice room. And it was our first, you know, big trip. Kind of a big deal. Mm-hmm. But the room that we had, and it was in a very sweet, like boutique little hotel. But the room was, I don't know, like the size of like your kitchen, smaller than your kitchen.
Those London hotel rooms can be the size of a closet.
Oh my God, it's horrible. And so the bathroom is right there. And I'm pretty sure if my memory serves me right, The bathroom door, there was actually like about a 2 foot gap in between the top of the bathroom door and the ceiling. So like the steam could go out.
No real privacy.
But no real privacy. So after, you know, first romantic trip with, you know, your honey bunny, you don't want to be deucing it up. Entire trip when we would be in, like, we would go to a pub, you know, in this building from the 1500s. And I had to do my business there.
At the pub.
I had to break the plumbing there.
Scampered out.
I had to run down to the lobby of the hotel to take care of things.
Oh, God.
I left my mark all over the Queen City.
Sweet release.
That was like that. Getting home to America, that was my fantasy.
He's like, you've been gone for 15 minutes. What are you doing?
When I lived in Four Lakes in Littleton, Jeremy, I had a house there. And the master bedroom, its bathroom had one of those little sliding doors, like a pocket door or whatever. Mm-hmm. But above it, big open space above the door. It was like one of those like three-quarter walls.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible.
And I did have people say, like friends of mine, they're like, listen, if you bring a lady friend over, she is going to hate you know, your bed. There's no privacy.
Turn the radio on, the TV on, the vacuum.
Ask you to go for a walk around the block.
Ask me to go to the garage and tinker on my car for a while.
Well, she tinkers on the toilet.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
So I do feel your pain.
Yeah.
So no fantasy suite for you.
Girls.
No, we're too busy.
What would the
ultimate
What would the ultimate fantasy suite be? What would yours be? A buffet?
Some sort of buffet in the room.
A buffet in Home Depot.
Some Chuck Norris movies on, and me alone probably.
Because everybody's fantasy is different.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So Emily, what would your fantasy
cover me in gravy?
Oh my God, it would probably be puppies and sushi with Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, there you go.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.